Welcome to Balanced Wellness. I am your host, Kaylee Aldridge. If you are looking to create balance in your life, you are in the right spot. I know how stressful and overwhelming life can be, so I will be here each week to inspire, educate, and empower you to create a blissfully balanced lifestyle that includes four parts of self: mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional. I'm so eager to guide you on your wellness journey. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive in. Something brand new that I want to share with you guys really quickly, and that is my free 3-day guided meditation. So if you have listened to this podcast long enough, you know that I am a firm believer that taking care of our mind is just as important as taking care of our body. So today I'm so excited to announce the launch of my free 3-day guided meditation that will help you relax, reduce stress, reduce anxiety, and improve your overall well-being, because I know that life can be so overwhelming at times. And that's why it's important to really take a step back and focus on our mental health. So over the course of 3 days, you'll learn different techniques to calm your mind, calm your body, and increase your productivity and focus. So whether you're a beginner or you're an experienced meditator, this meditation is perfect for anybody looking to improve their mental health and well-being. So you can go to my website, balancedwellnessllc.co, and at the very top, you'll see a button that says listen here and find your inner peace. You can click on that, or I will have the link down in the show notes. So I'm really excited for you to check out this meditation and really have it begin a journey for you towards more peaceful and fulfilling days and even a life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this guided meditation. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Today I'm going to share some back to school lunch ideas. So I don't know about you guys, but this summer has been amazing and I can't believe it's back to school time almost. But if you're like me, sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, what should we pack in our lunch? Peanut butter and jelly, because I can't think of anything else, right? So I sat down and wrote out a list of things that are good things to pack in your kids' lunches that might change it up a little bit or give you some different ideas, especially if you're like me and sometimes you struggle with knowing what exactly to put in your kids' lunchbox to maybe make it a little bit different or a little fun and not have them get burnt out on the same old, same old. So if you want, I am going to put the list of these things in the show notes. So if you want, you can go down to the show notes below and you can copy and paste this list of things into your phone, or maybe you can copy and paste it into a Google Doc and print it out, and you can cut it out into a smaller section and tape it inside of your pantry or inside a cabinet door. That way, when the kids are like, oh, what should I pack for my lunch? It can give them some fresh ideas of what to pack, or when you're going to the grocery store, maybe you can grab some of these things and throw them in the kids' lunches just to change it up a little bit. So, all right, here's the list, and I'm going to just run through it really quickly for you guys. So, of course, any sort of turkey, ham, salami type of cheese sandwich on bread. I mean, that's about as basic as it gets, but sometimes even just switching up the deli meat. I know my kids love sandwiches, but my son loves salami and I'm like, oh my gosh, don't you get burnt out on it? So sometimes I'll intentionally buy ham or I'll buy turkey just to switch it up a little bit. So wraps or roll-ups are a great thing. So of course, just like a regular sandwich, but making it into a wrap or a roll-up instead. So you can do this with deli meat, of course, like ham and cheese or turkey and cheese, salami, whatever. And then even sometimes making into a club. So picking a couple different types of meats with the cheeses, but then also remembering to like spice it up a little bit if you want, and maybe making like a pizza wrap or a pizza roll up where you're taking sauce and pepperoni and cheese and rolling it up either into a roll and then cutting it to make it like little sushi rolls for them, or in a wrap for them. Making the same thing out of like a breakfast wrap for them. So kind of like a breakfast burrito, and taking like some scrambled eggs, and maybe if they like sausage, or maybe just putting eggs and cheese in there and wrapping it up really tight for them. And then they can, you know, microwave it if there's a microwave at school, or they can just eat it like that. Either way, but sometimes that's fun. And a tip for you guys too, before I dive in, some of these things are really great cold or room temperature, right? And some of these things are better hot. And so I know not all schools have microwaves, or, you know, not all kids can go use a microwave. But just keep in mind that you can put any of these things in a thermos. So heating them up in the morning for your kiddo. So popping it in the microwave for a minute or 45 seconds, however long you need to do it, and then throwing it into a thermos will keep it obviously hot for them, so that it's at least above room temperature when they go to eat it at their lunchtime. And if it's like a wrap or something like that, rather than putting it upright, putting into the thermos on the side and laying it sideways in the lunchbox. That way, if it rolls around, it's just rolling in the same direction as the kid would eat it, rather than it being, plopped all around. And then by the time they go to open it, it's like all falling apart. So I hope that makes sense. Sometimes I feel like I love the podcast, but sometimes it's good to have like a visual, and sometimes it's hard to provide that, obviously. So just keep that in mind too, that thermoses are great, and you can heat it up, pop it in there, and put it in their lunchbox in the way that they would eat it, and then they can still have it pretty warmed up or pretty hot, or by the time they go eat it for lunch if they don't have a microwave. Another one is Greek yogurt with like fruit and granola. Maybe they don't like granola. Maybe just doing fruit and Greek yogurt with graham crackers. My kids love like yogurt and graham crackers. It's kind of one of their favorite things. So that can make a really good lunch. Of course, chicken salad or tuna salad type of thing. And you can do that with crackers and a wrap. You can do it in on bread, whatever they love. Hard-boiled eggs are a really great one too that sometimes we forget about. I know my kids don't love hard-boiled eggs, but I think if it came down to it, they would definitely eat it in their lunchbox. So hard-boiled eggs are always a really good solid fruit or a solid protein to put into their lunchbox. A quesadilla is also a great one that, again, you can make these into so many different things. So you can do, like a ham and cheese quesadilla and cut it up into the triangles, right? Sometimes for kids, it's just making it look a little bit more fun than the same old, right? So you can do like a turkey and cheese quesadilla. You can do a breakfast quesadilla. You can do bean and cheese. Different types of like a pepperoni pizza quesadilla where you just put the sauce down and the pepperoni and the cheese. And again, you can, heat this up for them before, put it in the thermos, or you can just give them, heat it up and put it in their lunchbox, or have them heat them up when they go to school, or some of these things you can eat them cold too. So all the case different types of quesadillas. And again, you can serve it with, a side of veggies, or you can do like salsa and avocado or guacamole if they eat that. So all the different fixings that they can maybe dip it in or eat it on the side. Any sort of a salad. I know some kids are not big salad eaters, but even just doing like a grilled chicken Caesar salad or a Cobb salad or whatever types of toppings they like on a salad, just making sure that they have protein with it. That's a big thing for kids, really for anybody, is making sure that you have good solid protein at every single meal. So making sure that you're not just doing like a salad with some cheese on it, and croutons with the dressing, making sure that, you're still serving it with like a hard-boiled egg, or putting some meat on top of the salad, or maybe just rolling up some deli meat off to the side and letting them eat meat, separate from the salad. Whatever that looks like, but just making sure that if you're packing things that are like meatless, making sure that they somehow have protein to go with that meal so that it sticks with them and stabilizes their blood sugar levels so that they're not hangry by the time they get home from school, and that their food is just sticking with them as they burn all that energy out of them all day long. Smoothies are a great one to pack. And then again, going back to the protein, just making sure you're packing like some cheese and crackers with them. If it's not a protein smoothie, making sure that you're putting something on the side. A charcuterie board is so fun. The kids, I'm sure, love, creating these at home and packing them up in their lunches. So taking any sort of meats and cheeses and crackers and grapes, and kind of making a fun little charcuterie board. You can do deli meat and cheese kebabs. So just again, another way, another fun spin on just meat and cheese is putting it like into a little kebab for them. PB&J. I had to put that one on there just in case, again, you need like a list of things that you can copy and paste. Bagel and cream cheese, that can be a fun different one. A pizza Lunchable that's homemade that you put together at home. So buying some like pitas or even any sort of like a smaller flat bread, or like those like little street taco tortillas. I don't know if you guys have seen those where you shop at, but you can like buy those and have them, pack the sauce off to the side that they can spoon the sauce over, and the cheese, and maybe even little pepperonis. So this might be, of course, age appropriate if your kid can handle creating all that and not making a huge mess. But homemade pizza Lunchables and even regular Lunchables, with just, little crackers and cheeses and meats are really great too. So French toast sticks or pancakes are great in the lunch. Again, you can heat them up before, or they can heat them up at home or at school, or you can just heat them up and throw them in there and they can eat them at room temperature. Chicken nuggets in a thermos can be another great thing. Banana and peanut butter roll-ups. So kind of going back to the roll-ups that I mentioned earlier, but just taking peanut butter and smearing it on a tortilla, putting a banana in there, rolling it up and cutting it up into like the little sushi rolls. Mini quiches, like making quiches and then popping them in their lunches. Protein muffins can be a fun one. There's so many protein muffin recipes out there. I mean, everything from chocolate chip to double chocolate to banana to, I mean, I can't even think of all the different protein muffins I've made throughout the years, but making a good protein muffin and putting that in their lunch with like a yogurt and a veggie, or a fruit and a veggie and a yogurt and a muffin, that's a really great balanced lunch. Cereal is a great one sometimes. Like if you just pack cereal in a bowl, they can buy a milk at school and pour it over there, or they can, you know, of course you can pack the milk as well too if you want, but cereal is a quick and easy one. And then any sort of protein bars or protein bites. So we make a lot of homemade protein bars in our house. And then I also take them in and roll them into bites. So I'll make the same batter, the same protein bar recipe, but then sometimes I just use my really, really big cookie scooper and then I'll scoop them into my hand and I'll kind of roll them into like balls, if you will. And then our kids call them protein bites so that they can just have those. So I'll put those in their lunch with like a yogurt and like carrots and ranch, or a yogurt and some strawberries, whatever kind of, but the kids love those in their lunch boxes. So all right, that is 20 different healthy back to school lunch ideas for your kiddos. So I hope this starts your school year off good. And I hope that this can give you some really great ideas to pack in your lunch box for your kiddos or for you. So, all right, guys, talk to you next time. Hey there, real quick before you go, I would love for you to join me over in my private Facebook group called Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. If you would love to just see a little bit more of my content, stay up to date with any events that I have going on, both online and in person, that is an amazing way to stay up to date. And plus just to get to know me a little bit better as well. So the link for that is down in the show notes, but it's Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. One last thing too, I would love for you to rate, review, and share the podcast. We are in the top 5% of podcasts globally, but of course I'm always looking to grow my audience and then also just spread the word a little bit more about what we love to talk about here on the podcast. So it's totally free. You can rate it, review it, and share it, and I would greatly appreciate it. So thank you again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.